Zeker düşmez abi. Boru yakıp bir sop. Hırkızı zeker düşmez. Yalı. Şeyini basıyor şu falan. Okay. Good morning, everybody. It's good to see Johnny back. Nice to see everybody. Okay. What I wanted to talk today was about Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. And then we could maybe tie it into Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah coming up. But some interesting points about that and then tie it into the Parsha. That's our goal. Okay. Okay, so Neiros Shabbos is a fascinating halacha, and perhaps sometimes it causes a little bit of confusion. And the poskim point out that there are two halachas in Neiros Shabbos. One is a chova on the gavra. In other words, a person has an obligation to light Neiros Shabbos. So that's part of showing kavod for Shabbos, that you're lighting, Gaon says that you're lighting in honor of Shabbos on Friday. And that's one aspect. Gutman has pointed this out. That's one aspect to Shabbos. And the second aspect is Sholem Bayis. That literally that you could be able to see that you shouldn't trip on something, etc. So there's one of chova of the person, chovas hagavra. And the other aspect is Shalom Bayis. Now, there is a halacha that we don't always realize, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Sabbath Gimel Siv Vav. Okay, so the halacha, it's interesting. If you have a Mishnah Berurah here, you could look inside. In Reish Samach Gimel, Chelek Gimel, and Mishnah Berurah, Reish Samach Gimel Sivav, and it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Bachurim haholchim lilmot chutz leveisa. So in those days, they did something that we wouldn't necessarily recommend people doing today, and that was that married men go out of town to learn in yeshiva without their wives. Okay, married men would go out of their vicinity. They would go to some out of town place, and they would learn for an extended amount of time. And it was not like today that you have phones, and it was a different type of thing. Today we do not recommend such a practice to go out of town for months, years, and things like that. It wouldn't be a good thing for anybody, but. They used to bachurim holchem chutz leveisam. So it says they have to have. There's a chov of lighting Neiros Shabbos on the men. Aval mishu eitzel, but tzrichim hadlik Neir Shabbos ulevarach halav. Aval mishu hu eitzel ishto eitzach fish ishto mevarach b'shvilo. So there are two things. In other words, the chova of the gavra, the chova of the gavra, you could be yotze even when you're not. Say your wife normally lights, right? Most people, the wives light Neiros Shabbos for them. So if you're away for Shabbos for some reason, and your wife is not with you, so then she could light Neiros Shabbos and make the bracha and your yotze with her hadlaka, because that halacha of that is a halacha that you have to light Neiros Shabbos. So that is, yeah, very good. Yeah, halachim chutz Leveis am Tzrichim Ladig der Shabbos Achedim Vachalav Aba Avisha Eso Ishto Eina Tzorach Lela. So there are two things. There's one halacha of, as we said, there's a chova to light. There's a chova to light Neira Shabbos. So that chova your wife will do. And even if you're not by your wife, you're still Yotze with her hadlaka. But then there's a halacha of Shalom Bayis. And that halacha of Shalom Bayis means that you have to see. So it's not going to help. That's not going to help that she's lighting. So you have the second chova, she can't be motzi you with if you're not there, because, you know, so that's what it's in. Bachur Maholchim, top line here, Lil Malchutz Levesam, Tzrichim Hadlik Ner Shabbos, that's the halacha of Shalom Bayis. And to make a bracha on it. Even though your wife is lighting at home, because that thing that she's lighting for you, that's the chova gavra that you could be yotze with her, even though you're not there. But the din of shalom bayis, you're going to have to light yourself. You have to light yourself. And the Shulchan Aruch says, and if you have your own room, you have your own room where you're staying, you know, a hotel room, or they're giving you a room in the house. So then you have a chova in that room. I wouldn't necessarily tell you to light with a fire, because it was, you know, never
Rabbi,
a good idea.
I have a question. So Shalom Bayis, I thought it was between man and a husband and wife. So if you're by yourself and your wife's at your other home, and you're by yourself, and she's covering the obligation of lighting candles for Shabbos for you at the house, why does Shalom Bayis apply when you're by yourself?
Right. So Shalom Bayis, I know in the colloquial speech, we speak about Shalom Bayis about a relationship with your wife, but there was in Hilchas Neir Shabbos, it also. Shalom Bayis just means also that nothing to do with your wife. Meaning it's that you shouldn't look at the Mishnah Berurah. If you flip up the Mishnah Berurah so you could see the Mishnah Berurah part of the page. In Sifkatan Vav. So I mean it's Sivav, but it's this. If you took a look at Siv Cotton Lamed. Yeah. Uvarakhlov, the Hadlak is near Chova Mishum Sholom Bais. Shaloy Kashal the Eight of Evan. So that's talking about the case of what's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? Bachurim, look back at the Shulchan Aruch Sivav. Bachurim haholchim lulmod chutz lebesam, meaning they're going chutz lebesam without their wives. Most poskim hold this bachur. No, words in colloquial Hebrew, a bachur is a single fellow. We call him a bachur, right? But in the Shulchan Aruch, there's one of the sheet in the Sivis holds that's what it means over here. But the simple pshat is that it's referring to just the young man who's going to learn, you know. I still, that's what they did. I'm not recommending you do this as manazeh, but so in other words, so this Shalom Bayis thing is even without, you know, without your wife. Just it's not going to be pleasant if you're going to trip and fall, even if your wife is not there. Okay. So that's So those are the two aspects. There is a machlokas haposkim brought down if there's different time zones, or if you're in Israel and she's in America. This so some people hold that, well, how could she light? How could you yotze her if if she's in Eretz Yisrael and for you it's not the zman yet, But I follow the sheet that no, that wherever she's lighting when it's Shabbos for her, and that'll be older for you, even if though it's not the zman. That's what I think the simple pshat is, even though some disagree and say that it only works if you're in the same time zone. But those are the two obligations. The
So
obligation.
when you're eating someplace else, like here, what it talks about, that it has to still be lit when you come back, so that you don't, you don't trip on something. So, when you eat, you're eating someplace else, and it's, you're going to come back late after it's burned out already. Is that a bracha lo hatala? I mean, right? It says here.
Right, so that's why we always recommend that you shut off the lights and turn the electric lights,
Right.
and you turn it on. So this way, the bracha will go also on the electric lights.
So also on, or should they light at the place where they go? Right, because then you also have the you. I know that we've talked about it before about the. The sakana of leaving candles
Right,
and
right. So,
that,
right, right. You could do that. Right.
So, and
Right. If you're afraid that the light, you could just, light on the, on, some women are not going to be able to deal with just lighting on the electric. Emotionally, they want their candles, and they're, okay, I understand that, but then you have. So then you might light, where you're eating.
you do both. I mean, you could leave a light on where you're sleeping, and
Yeah, you can leave a light on, you're sleeping, and you
then
can
light.
it's a so you shouldn't trip.
Thank you.
There is a halacha that's interesting. You could There's a famous Maril. You could show it, George, to everybody in the Ramon Sif Aleph.
The same.
Yeah. It says here. Yeah, it was looking Sif Aleph. He Zoe Lassos near Yof, etc. Yesh
Right.
Mechavim Lassos Shtei Pil Psilos. Echad Keneged Zohar, Vechad Keneged Shomer. The minig is to light two candles, echad keneged shomer ve'echad keneged right? That's on Reish Samach Gimel Sif Aleph. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeholam
Yeah. So it says first line: Avizir lasos ner yafav yesh mekam lasos beis psilos, echad keneged zocher ve'echad keneged shomer. Yeholam lahosif ulahadlik. And then you could have more. You want to be mosif. Some people mosif, the amount of people in their home, etc. And then he said, but this is the thing. Ha'isha sheshokcha pam achas bahadlik, but leches kol yamea shlosha neiros. The Maril has this famous halacha that there's a knas. That there's a knas that if you forgot to light, you have to add a candle. That's the knas of the Mario. Wow. So even though he says, Ki hosif al dvar keneged dover acher. In other words, but we want to have two dachvik but it's still two plus one. That's how we view it. Two plus one. Because you could say once you have three now, you lose the shnayim connected zocher v'shomer. So that's what he says. No, now we view it as two plus one. Two plus one. So this happens every once in a while that people forget or they're they're in traffic, or they're and they come in the last minute and they didn't light and things like that. Some even say there is a theory out there, you know, that says that some have the minhag that they light a candle for every household member, right, in the house. So I'm very against that minhag. I don't, you know, because my shita always is the less fire, the better. It's always my shita. And I told you, if it was up to me, I would, for Hanukkah, I would have one menorah for the whole family. You know, like the old custom of one menorah for the whole family, but my kids won't go for that. So so I lose the thing. But but there is a psak. It's important to know this psak, and I follow I tell people to follow this psak, and that is psak. Rav Abadi holds from this psak. Rav Ben-Tzion Abashol holds from this psak. It's quoted also in the name of Rav Yashiv, this psak. And that is that the knas doesn't apply if there's light in the house. In other words, if it's dark in the house and you lose out the shalom bayis, because you didn't light, you didn't. So then there's a knas. But in our homes today, we have electric lights, so it's. So before Shabbos, everyone puts on the lights that they need for Shabbos and wherever you're going to go. And so you didn't light the official candles for some reason that you called your Shabbos with. But he's saying that the Rabbi Ben Tzion Abishol says that the knas is going on the din of Shalom Bayis. And if Lamaise, you have illumination in your house, then you don't have to... You don't have to have a knas, because some people the knas is very, you know, emotionally draining, as someone once pointed out. You know that now they're going to have, and even the what you call it, the Malamed Lahoil of David Zvi Hoffman has a whole discussion that what if, you know, you have, it looks very nice, you have symmetrical, you know. He says, Laman Loel, Rav David Zvi Hoffman, famous German Rav, says, I'm reading from him. Because they have two, you know, two lachter. It looks very nice. And now they're going to have a third one. It's going to look awkward. And you'll see for old Pamos Echad, She'enos Okesef, and it's not going to be, you don't get a lachter with three. You get a lachter with two. Now you can have two plus this one that looks different from the other two. And the person could be a little, it could stare you, you know, especially women that like things, you know, very, you know, symmetrical, very nice, beautiful, you know. Then maybe you could be makel. The Mabel Hoel says not to have to like it. But I tell people to follow the psak of. I'm a big Reverend Tzion Abashol person, to tell you the truth, and he in his sefer,
or let's see him,
his sefer on his, he writes this psak in Or Letzion. He says, I'll read from Reverend Tzion Abashol. Near the cave and shall call upon him. Yesh near b'ner chashmal mishum shalom bayis. She didn't like the Shabbos candles, but she put on the lights in the house that are going to be, you know, needed for Shabbos. Then, ain't lichno so so lahosif neir kedim isha shochel lahadlik neir Shabbos. Givur v'rama. She came shal kol panim shalom bayis ain't lichotza. Afshalokima mitzvah sadlakas neiros. So even though maybe she didn't do the official hadlokas neiros, but she the shalom bayis there still is, and therefore there's no knas. Others disagree and say no, she didn't light it for covered Shabbos, she didn't light it, so she still didn't do it. But I follow this psak. Rav Yitzchak Abadi Shlita in his sefer, or Yitzchak also holds that he doesn't feel that there's a need. Like if your mother, he has a whole tshuva here, or Yitzchak about. if the mother did one way, does the daughter have to follow her mother's minhag and the amount of, you know, candles she lights at Shabbos? So he writes an interesting lashon. He says, "Be'emes gamshte." He says, "Rather," this is lashon. He says he doesn't think you need to follow your mother, especially today that we have electrical lights in the house. So and you can follow really meager, then you only need one. But we have the minhag zocher v'shomer. So we do zocher v'shomer. And he says, like, just because your mother, he uses a lashon. You don't have to do it just because your mother did this. She makes three types of side dishes. You have to do three times. He doesn't think that that's anyway. Once you get married, she follows the halacha. But I told my wife, even though I, you know, that you to like two, and then her sister who got married before her liked our practice. You know, because they thought they had to necessarily follow. I don't know what they thought, but whatever. That's and then, you know, you could be yotze if you go. Sometimes it happens that they're going to somebody's house for Shabbos, and they're eating but they're going to eat by the person the you know who they're eating, they're sleeping by, say. So then they technically, and they were planning to light their own, but they could still be yotze with the menor, the neiris of the host, right? You still could be yotze with the neiris of the host. They're eating by, so this is so these are some very interesting halachas of the knas. I mean, the knas is not in the Gemara; it's the Mario said this knas, but it's in Shulchan Aruch. So that's what I hope. That's what I follow the sheet. Okay. So what does this have to do with the Parsha? So there's a vort that I like to say over from the Imre Noam of Zhikov. It's one of my favorite vorts. And I will tell you over what it says. What is Rashi? You have Rashi? Yeah. George, put on Rashi. Parsha's Vayishlach. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. Yishlach Yaakov Malachim.
Okay, I'll
tell you. El Esav Achiv.
You're really testing George's IT skills today.
Yes. George never lets me down with his IT skills. Right? So Rashi in the beginning of Yishlach says what? Malachim Mamsh.
Because sometimes Malachim. Which parak of Bracious is it? I have to look up by the parak.
That you have to ask Rabbi Beza. I have a Chumash here. Let me see. I have a Chumash here.
I can look at Safari, I guess.
Yeah, I have a Chumash here. Yeah, I'll get it to you. Right, yeah. Vayishlach is on Perek Lamed Beis. Perek Lamed Beis. Pasuk Dalet.
Okay.
Got it, Drew?
Yeah.
Okay. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim to Esav. He sounds so one shot is it could be Wad Malachim. Oh, there we go.
There's the Pasuk.
There's the Pasuk, Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, and Rashi. Now he's gonna click on Rashi.
Can you see the Rashi?
Rashi is where?
There.
Malachim Mamish. You see? Malachim Mamish. So the simple shot it means as opposed to messengers. It's real angels. So let me tell you a vort. We know that the Gemara says that you go to shul and we come back from shul and the malachim are escorting us, right? And they see if we have our table set and our beds made and the menorah, right? And they say, you know, this is the way it should be for the next year, the next week, right? The famous Chazal. Oh. Right? So he says like this. What did Yaakov say in this last week's parsha? Im lovan garti? Rashi says what? Hayag mitzos shamarti, right? Famous Chazal. So, l'chora, I mean, simple pshat is can't be taken literally. How can you keep all tayag mitzvahs? Simple pshat means that I was from, I didn't go all off the derech. You know, I do tayag mitzvahs. But if you want to take it literally, tayag mitzvah shamarti, so you obviously, he didn't take truma, he didn't take, you know. So he says an unbelievable thing. Rivka said, when Yaakov was going to go off to the house of Lavan, in Perich of Zayin, Pasuk Memdal, Yashafti Imo Yomim Achodim. I want you to go to Lavan's house and stay there until Esav's wrath calms down. So what does it mean, Yomim Achodim? What does Yomim Achodim mean? Several days. So he says another pshat. Because the Chazal say every day in the week has a ben zug. You know, Sunday is paired with Monday, Tuesday with Wednesday, Thursday with Friday, and Shabbos is the only day that doesn't have a pair, doesn't have a ben zug. Yomim Achodim means that I want to make sure when you go to Lovin's house, you keep Yomim Achodim. What is Yomim Achodim? The day that doesn't have a pair, the singular day. What's that? Shabbos. Make sure to be scrupulous on your Shmir Shabbos when you're in Beis Lavan. And I like to be Mosif. What's the pshat? Why Shabbos in Beis Lavan? Because the Yerushalmi and Demai, Mishnah and Demai says, an Ama Oretz is not Nema to say that he was Mafresh, Trumas, and Maestros. It's not Nema. But the Yerushalmi says, the Mishnah says in Demai, an unbelievable thing. If you ask the Ama Oretz, were you mafresh? Halacha is? And he said, yes, you don't believe me. But if you ask him on Shabbos, he's never. Unbelievable halacha. Yerushalmi says, because Eima Shabbos, who Omer Ebes, a person won't lie on Shabbos. Even the Am Aretz, who doesn't have what? Who doesn't have Nemonis? But on Shabbos, he has Nemonis. So what's the pshat? Because on Shabbos, the Eima of Shabbos, you won't tell a lie. So that's the void. What is Rivka saying to her son? Rivka saying to her son, you're going away now to Lavan's house. I know my brother. Lavan is what? He's a trickster. He's a Ramoy. Sometimes if you're in an environment of Shakranim, then it can chas v'sholom rub off on you. But if you're scrupulous on Shabbos, about Shabbos, and Shabbos, what does the Gemara say? The Yerushalmi says, Eima Shabbos alav, v'hu omer emes. That on Shabbos, even Am Haaretz has nemonis. So therefore what? Therefore, if you hold on to Shabbos, then Lavan's trickery won't rub off on you. That was my addition. But that's what the Zhikavar says, that when she's saying Yashakta Imo Yomim Achodim, that's a remez to Shabbos, to Shmir Shabbos. You should be there many days for Shmir Shabbos. And what does the Gemara say, the Chazal say? Kol Hashomer, in the Chazal he quotes here, Shmos Rabbah, Kol Hashomer Shabbos, Ilu Kiyem Kol HaTorah Kul. Right? Because Shabbos is them. Is the crux of Torah. That's why there's a din. If a person's Machal Shabbos Befarhesya, he has no nemanus in any area of the Torah. because Shabbos is the emuna. So it's the rubric of everything. So he says, Rivka says, you're going to go now. My brother wants to kill you. So go to my son, Esav wants to kill you. My son wants to kill you. She says to Yaakov, go to Beis Lavan. Go to my brother. And she knows her brother is a Ramoy. So, but make sure, Yashavta imo yomi machodim, keep those singular days, the day that doesn't have a ben zug, meaning Shabbos. And that's Pshat. Yaakov says to Esav, Tayyag mitzvah shemayim. What do you mean, Tayyag mitzvah shemayim? They do all Tayyag mitzvahs. It means to say, but I kept Shabbos. That's what it means. I kept Shabbos. And Shabbos is what? Mechuvan, Keneged what? Nikol Tayyag mitzvahs. Oh. Okay, but I didn't get to the punchline yet. You heard everything I said till now? Now I'm going to get to the punchline. What do the Malachim see when they take us home on Erev Shabbos? They see the Ner Dolok, the Mitzah Motzas, and the Shulchan Aruch. He says, who are the Malachim? Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. Malachim Mamish. What is Mamish? Mitzah, Menorah, Shulchan. Mitzah, Menorah, Shulchan. Mamish. Mitzah, Menorah Shulchan. Those are the three things that when the Malach sees, he gives us a brach. He sees the Mitas Mutzas, he sees the Menorah Dolok, and he sees the Shulchan Aruch. Mitah, Menorah, Shulchan. And those are the Malachim that are being created from Ashmir Shams. So he says that's the Malachim that he sent. Malachim Mamsh. Those are the Malachim that he says. Yaakov Ratzah Lachnil B'Koch Mitzvah Shabbos. Zeh Omer Malachim Mamsh Mita Menorah Shulchan. Well, Derech Amar Ratzah Ner Dolok Mita Motzah. So those are the Malachim that I'm trying to say either that they're created from Shabbos or they're coming from Shabbos. But those are the malachim of the Shmir Shabbos. The malachim, Kal Shalach Elav, a malachim Shahayu Lefanov. Haino also malachi Eretz Yisrael Shabaru Lekrosso. Kehem a malachi Kutsal Yachav Ratzal Lachnil Bekor Mitzvah Shabbos. So those are the malachim from the Mitzvah of Shabbos. And that's what it means, malachim Mamish. So it's interesting that even though, you know, I have a minute. My minig is I don't go to sleep Thursday night until the table is set for Shabbos. Because I'm always, it started because of these Shabbosim, these early Shabbosim. I'm always afraid that, you know, it's get tumul. I know it's, at last, Baruch Hashem, last night I had a chasana, you know, and it was a little bit far. So I was worried. So I made sure before I went to the chasana, I went alone. I didn't go with the rest of the family. My wife says, so where are you going to eat dinner? So I said, you'll find, don't worry. We'll go to the place to eat dinner. But the table was already set for Shabbos because that's our koyach. Koyach is the Shmir Shabbos. And that's the koyach of Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. That's the koyach of Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. Love Agati. He didn't do Tayag Mitzvahs, but he kept Shabbos. He kept Shabbos. He didn't do Tariq Mitzvahs, but he kept Shabbos. Shabbos is Shokol, Kedeget Tariq Mitzvahs. And that's what it means, Yomi Machodim. Rivka said, keep Shabbos with you there. What is she telling herself, a son to keep Shabbos? Yaakov Avinu needs his mother to say, when you went out to the yeshiva, we went to a place, your mother's going to tell you, oh, make sure to keep Shabbos. Because she knew that her brother's such a Ramoy. And when you're in an atmosphere of a Ramoy, then that could cause you to, it could rub off of you. And Shabbos, what we say to Yerushalmi says, Shabbos is emes. And even an Amoritz, Yerushalmi, the Mishnah in Demai says, even an Amoritz is Neman. If you ask him if he's Mafrish, if you ask him on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, he's not Neman. Ask him on Shabbos, he's Neman. And he says it was Mafrish, he's Neman. So, because Shabbos is emes. Shabbos is Emuna. That's emes. So therefore you have to hold on to Shabbos unless when you're the base lover, because lover is a Ramoy, he's the opposite of it. Shabbos. And then that mitzvah of Shabbos is the malachim that he sent, the malachim that see to meet the mutzahs, the Shulchan Aruch. So you see that Shulchan Aruch is also, that's why it's setting the table. The Shulchan Aruch is something that you want to make sure that is done meticulously. And as I said, even on the early Shabbosim, you know, so that's what I started doing it because of the early Shabbosim to set on Thursday night. But now I make a low pluk that the whole year the table should be set, you know, on Thursday night. So we know that's done. Whenever, you know, Friday, everyone's in a rush, the table is already set. And that's Mita Mutzas. And that's the Shulchan Aruch. Mita Mutzas, Mamish, the Malachim Mamish, Menorah, and Mita, and Shulchan. And that's the Koyach that Yaakov says to Esav, I'm taken care of. Lama, Lovan Garti, Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, Shabbos, Yishlach Yaakov Malachim Mufonov al Esav Ochiv, Malachim Mamish, the Malachim of Shabbos, of the Mita, Menorah, and the Shulchan. So even though we wanted to say maybe there's no knas if you didn't do it because of this, but still we want the malachim to come when we come home Friday night from shul. We want the malachim to see, oh, this is a Yiddish home. You see that everything's beautiful, a covered Shabbos, and that's what Rav Yaakov Tzvi Hoffman said, that maybe if you're going to put the extra, a different word that I told you from Rabbi Tzion Amoshol, Rabbi Badi, and others, Rabbi Yashiv, that if you have the electro lags, maybe you don't have the knas. He's saying a different word. Maybe if it's going to bother the person and say, if I have two beautiful leichters, now I have a third one that's not going to be the same, that's going to stare, maybe that's as far that you won't have to do it, because it's the beauty of Shabbos. And we want to keep that beauty of Shabbos, and we want the Malachim to give us the bracha, and that bracha is our Malachim that are going to protect us through the Esavs of, you know, of the world, you know, and we're going to, you know, confront Esav, but we know we have those Malachim with us. The Malachim from Friday night are going to be with us and are going to protect us, and Bez Hashem, we'll talk maybe in 2 weeks from now, you know, Neiros Chanukah, which is also the important Neiros that the Gemara said, the Ram says, you mocha ksuso. Even you sell your garment to make sure you have the, you know, for the Neiros of Chanukah. And okay, so these are, but as I said, you always have to be careful not to light in a place where, you know, people sometimes get so involved where we should light, and then they light. I always tell people the most important thing: light in a safe place, wherever you light. That's why I tell people, Bedikas Chametz, never use a candle for Bedikas Chametz. What are you crazy? You're gonna go under a bed with a candle? You know, use a flashlight for Bedikas Chametz, because, you know, Chas V'Sholem, there could be all types of things. Okay, so I wish everyone Shabbos is our koyach. You know, that's why the Chofetz Chaim said you shouldn't be rushed to rush out of Shabbos. Because the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, the Zohar says the whole bracha of the coming week is coming from the generator of Shabbos. So why not have a big Shabbos? Have a bigger bracha. So that's another thing I'm very into. Unending Shabbos in the earliest month, and Shabbos in the latest month. You know, why rush? And Be'ez Hashem, we should all have the bracha of the week. As we say tonight in davening, kihi makor habracha, that Shabbos is makor habracha, and all the brachas that we're going to get for the coming week is going to come from the Shabbos before.